Now, how do you make beautiful music when half your musicians are in a different part of the world? Researchers at McGill University have made it happen. Players in Quebec and California held a jam session, as if they were in the same room.
One, two, three.
Musicians on both sides of the continent are getting together to make musical history tonight. That's because Jeremy Cooperstock has brought the two sides together. He's created what he calls a shared reality environment. Musicians hook up by video conferencing system, and there's no delay. Everybody is excited about the event.
We're all very proud of the success tonight, and it's very exciting to be, you know, making yet again audio history and internet history with such a low latency video conference system that actually lets people work together or play together, as the case may be.
Part of the excitement is what the future holds for this technology is that it really breaks down the borders and the distance between musicians. If I wanted to learn more about Iranian music, for example, or African music, presumably in the future I would be able to cooperate with a musician who's very far away and learn about music that way.
But there are still some technical challenges for Cooperstock and his team. If you're an internet user yourself, you're probably familiar with delays. Well, the main problem of shared reality is internet delay.
The real challenge here is to take the data that comes off of the microphones and comes out of the camera and grab it as quickly as we can and transmit it over the network to the other side and then reproduce it as quickly as we can.
Of course, this is not your average internet connection. This setup requires a room full of hardware, separate fiber optic lines, and a team of experts.
This is our control room. In here we have all the video and the audio feeds coming in to two computers here. We have four channels of audio coming in, four channels coming out, and it's all been mixed by this large Sony control unit over here. And that's basically taking all the different microphones and mixing them together appropriately. On the screen here, you get a nice view of the band at Stanford. This is our control screen that's being echoed up on the large projections sheet.
But all of this isn't just for musicians. There are other applications for the technology. Cooperstock and his team are currently trying to apply shared reality to what's called telemedicine.
You can imagine a surgery going on where you have a world authority, a world expert in a particular kind of operation. They can be looking over the shoulder of a doctor, but being thousands of miles away and contributing advice and saying, oh, you know, don't cut there. And it's really important, of course, to have that delay very small. You don't want them to say, don't cut there, 5 seconds later.
And that's not the end of the applications.
When one thinks about all the effort that goes in and the cost involved in air travel to have a half-hour meeting with somebody, just the world of business meetings could change fundamentally. Distance education is another area, healthcare, legal services, social interaction, parents and children visiting each other thousands of miles away, but not at the level of interaction where they say, well, that was cute talking to you on the phone, but really, let's get together. Imagine a future where we get together because it's convenient, but we have almost the same kind of quality of interaction other than being able to touch each other, but being thousands of miles away. So I think the possibilities are really endless.